never taking a backward step. It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB 2326. We have the huddle shortly. Trish Cherson and Janet Wilson this evening, but first emotional scenes at Parliament today. With calls for a government inquiry into historical child abuse in state care, victims and supporters presented a petition and open letter to Parliament saying more than 100,000 victims of historic cases deserve justice and an apology. The Human Rights Commission is supporting this call, and Commissioner Paul Gibson is with me. Paul, good evening to you.
Kia ora, Larry.
Tell us about this. So you want you're supporting the calls for a government inquiry. Why do we need a government inquiry, do you think?
Well, first, the people directly affected don't feel they've had justice. Some of them have had some small amounts of compensation, but not the necessarily all the support, the counselling, the rehab that they would like. Their families don't understand what they've been through. I suppose, secondly, even when they have had some acknowledgement that there was an individual perpetrator done something, there's never been an acknowledgement by the government, by the state as a whole, of the state's failings, that there were systemic failings, that the government failed to protect people, whether they were in children's homes, whether they were in psychiatric facilities, whether they were disabled children who got taken to institutions as babies. And thirdly, despite all the reforms over the years, there's never been any real evidence that we've actually learnt from just how horrific things were, that we've never heard the full extent of the stories, the numbers. We haven't got to the point where we can confidently say that this will never happen again. And young people today were saying more recently what's happened to them. We know that.
Yeah. There has been, as you say, as said, some level of compensation to some victims. Is that correct?
Yes. There are processes. They're not easy to get through.
Why aren't they easy to get through? Why aren't they straightforward?
I think there's possibly a reluctance to recognise the full extent of what happened, to adequately compensate people. And these are people who have had their lives wrecked and forced to compromise, often by the extent of their abuse, from what was taken away from them when they were young. And so they're not treated well by the system, and they're almost forced to cave in.
You say they were taken away. Can you explain that?
Well, a range of situations. I was hearing the stories today. Many of them were told at Parliament, but many of them told personally by other survivors, just because there were many children in the family. Some it was because of poverty. Some were taken away just because they were a disabled child or perceived to be a disabled child. Some, there was some degree of violence or treatment in the family, and sometimes that might have been able to be supported in other ways. There are a range of reasons why children and vulnerable adults, people with psychiatric conditions, were taken away. But regardless of the reason why, so many of them experienced abuse generally worse than what they came from.
Right, and some would have obviously come from, as you say, dysfunctional families and so on and so forth. And if they were sexually abused, then whoever did that should be in jail, actually.
Yes, that happened in these institutions. I assume that sometimes it happened in families as well. But there's more, I think, accountability when it happened to private citizens than what the state is putting on itself in terms of its role in not protecting people.
The Minister, Antolis, has ruled out a universal apology, saying there is no evidence of a systemic problem and won't agree to an independent inquiry. What do you say to that?
She did say in the Cabinet paper there is no evidence of systemic abuse. Interestingly, in Question Time, Paula Bennett said, acknowledged that there was systemic abuse, so there's a bit of a contradiction there. Mm. I think it's fairly obvious that this was systemic. It wasn't a few isolated cases. So the government has a state role in systemic in two ways, just in terms of not protecting, safeguarding vulnerable people from perpetrators.
Oh, look, some kids, right. Yeah, some kids would be, there's no question about that. Would that suffice, an apology, or you want this inquiry?
Well, for the apology to be authentic, we have to authentically listen to the voices, the experiences, and learn from them. So I think this is great that it's inspiring a national conversation. People are talking about it, the media is talking about it, which will inevitably, I think, in this government or future governments, lead to some authentic apology where we actually do recognise what happened to people, and we will learn from
but
it.
But that's interesting in itself. I wonder why this now, because there's an election, it's become political. I see Labor, they're saying that it should be an inquiry, but they never had one when they had the chance. You know what I mean? They won't go there. They're not going there because of, you talked about compensation. Is it, does it leave the government over to substantial damages? Is that one of the concerns from government, do you think?
Maybe it is a concern. I think this has been overplayed in terms of the cost, but also when you talk to so many of survivors, some of them want compensation. Many just want to be heard and to feel a bit more confident that that this won't happen again. And sharing their stories, they're kind of giving a gift to Aotearoa. This will change us as a nation, and it's a gift to future generations to help prevent this happening again.
All right. Paul, thank you for coming on. Good to talk
to you.
That is Paul Gibson, Disability Rights Commissioner, Human Rights Commission.